Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lending School Watch Wednesday Night Radio Show. We have a toll-free call-in number, 1-877-497-9937. Tell your friends. Glad you're with us tonight. We look forward to our time together with you. Tonight's show is in English and Chinese. You are listening to Eroica Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major by Beethoven. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be reading in John 7. You're welcome to follow along or get your book and read along with us. Time to get a cup of hot coffee or tea and sit back and enjoy. We will begin in about 2 minutes. We'll begin shortly. Get out your paper and pencil if you want to take notes, and the book of John we'll read in chapter 7. Welcome to Lending School Watch, our Wednesday night radio show, weekly broadcast around the world. We're so happy you're with us tonight. This is Diane Lenning, your host, reaching out specifically tonight to China, Asia, and the Eastern Hemisphere. But of course, you can listen to any of our shows from anywhere in the world. They all have English, and most of the time a second language. Tonight, it's Chinese, with our co-host, Charles. We are so glad you're with us, and this month we're focusing on teaching the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. So if you would bow your heads with me, this is a prayer that Christians like to memorize and say without reading. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I hope you will memorize that. Christians say that at a moment's notice anywhere around the world if their pastor asks people to say the Lord's Prayer together. But we also pray to the Lord using our own words. As we know, we've learned from John that we can pray to God directly through Jesus, our advocate, Jesus, the Son of God. And we can talk to God like he's our Father, our friend, our guide, our comforter. And so let's pray together in our own words as well. Let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to share the good news to those around the world. We pray, Lord, that the good news would spread to every person, that opportunity to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ will reach every single person around the entire world. We pray, Lord, that you would draw them unto you by your Spirit. Help each person to share with others the good news that they have learned and to continue to listen on our shows as we learn about Jesus living here on earth among us as God in the flesh, sharing the good news and the salvation message and how to live a Christian life and be like Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with us and help each one of us to be good Christians that follow in a path and a life that you would have us to live. Reveal to each one of us, Lord, the job that you would have us to do, for we know in Corinthians it talks about each person is a certain part of the body of Christ, of the Christians all around the world, and we know that you, Father God, want everyone of every race, socioeconomic background, male or female, child or adult, that you want each one of us in your family. But you allow it to be each person's choice. We pray that you would woo each person unto you by your Spirit and help them to know the knowledge of God. Reveal to them, Lord, the reality and the truth in God and in the Son, Jesus Christ, through the word tonight as we read. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Now we know from review, reading in John, which we started in February of 2012, which is archived for your listening. You can just go to the website and listen. We know that Jesus was here as God in the flesh among the people on earth. And he started ministering specifically and directly at age 30, although he did throughout his life. His main portion of ministry was for 3 years, from age 30 to 33. And we found that he was showing the power of God by performing miracles. And there were skeptics, and there were those who believed he was the Son of God. There were divided opinions, just as there are today. So it's for us to share with others the reality of God that we have experienced, to help them to believe for their eternal salvation. Let's begin reading together in English first in John chapter 7. And this is the part where Jesus goes to the Festival of Tabernacles. The Hebrews also call it the Feast of the Tabernacles. All right, in John chapter 7, we will begin. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish Festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe him. Therefore Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here." We're going to hear that throughout the book of John. "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that the works of the world are evil. You go to the festival. I am not going up to the festival because my time has not yet fully come." After he had said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and asking, "Where is he?" Among the crowds there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others replied, "No, he deceives the people." But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the leaders. We're going to bring on our co-host, Young, here in a minute, and he's going to read from the beginning of chapter 7 through and finish verse 13, and then we'll stop and go back to English. Let's see if
yes.
Young. Hello there, how are you?
Yes, I'm well.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Yes, go ahead and read. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. 第七章 约翰福音 这事以后 耶稣在加利利游行 不愿在犹太游行 因为犹太人想要杀他 当时犹太人的住棚节进了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里，上犹太人去吧，上犹太去吧，要你的门徒也看见你所行的事。人要显明，显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己 显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过节这节，因为我的时候还没有满。耶稣说了这话，人就住在加利利。但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。正在节期，犹太人寻找耶稣，说他在哪里。众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的，只是没有人明明的讲论他，因为怕犹太人。OK, that's the first setting, yeah.
Good. Now Jesus teaches at the festival. At verse 14, not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews there were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having been taught? Jesus answered, my teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? You are demon-possessed, the crowd answered. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus said to them, I did one miracle, and you are all amazed. Yet because Moses gave you circumcision, though actually it did not come from Moses, but from the patriarchs, you circumcise a boy on the Sabbath. Now if a boy can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, why are you angry with me for healing a man's whole body on the Sabbath? They had a rule about not working on the Sabbath, so they were splitting hairs and being nitpicky. Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. We shouldn't be petty, and in my opinion, I don't really think it's our responsibility to judge other people. I think that's God's responsibility to judge others. We're all going to stand before the throne someday. So I think personally that it's better to encourage others and to pray for them. Okay, verses 14 through 24.
Okay. 约翰福音第七章十四节，到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人。犹太人就稀奇，说这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来的责的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀；唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？众人回答说，你是被鬼附着的，谁想要杀你？耶稣说，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。摩西传割礼给你们，其实不是从摩西起的， 乃是从祖先起的，因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。 Verse 24.
Now there is division over who Jesus is. Verse 25. At that point, some of the people of Jerusalem began to ask, "Isn't this the man they are trying to kill? Here he is speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really concluded that he is the Messiah? But we know where this man is from. When the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus, still teaching in the temple courts, cried out, "Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. I am not here on my own authority, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." At this they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him, because, as we've heard before, his hour has not yet come. Still many in the crowd believed in him. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?" The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I am with you for only a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." Verse 35, the Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go, that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live scattered among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What did he mean when he said, 'You will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'? That's a mystery we will answer for you in the scriptures in the weeks ahead." On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." Here he's speaking spiritually. We know people all over the world hunger and thirst for something better. They feel they're missing something, and Jesus knew that. And he said, if you're thirsting for something better, for a genuine purpose in life, come to me. "Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." That means within you. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Well, little did they know, they didn't do their homework, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and he was indeed descended from the line of David. But they didn't do their homework and find that out. Thus the people were divided, I think, because of their lack of diligence in studying. They were divided because of Jesus. And some perhaps didn't ask God to reveal Jesus to them and give them understanding. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. So now read verses 25
45, 25
through
44. Okay. 约翰福音第七章第二十五节，耶路撒冷人中有着说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？你看他还明明的讲道，他们也不向他说什么。难道官长真知道这是基督吗？ 然而我们知道这个人从哪里来，只是基督来的时候，没有人知道他从哪里来。那时耶稣在殿里教训人，大声说，你们也知道我，也知道我从哪里来。我来并不是由于自己，但那差我来的是真的。你们不认识他，我却认识他，因为我是从他来的。他也是差的我，那个他就是神，上帝差他来。三十节，他们想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没到。那在约翰福音呢，有很多地方呢都讲他的时候还没到。三十一节，但众人中间有好些信他的，说基督来的时候，他所行的神迹，岂比这人所行的更多吗？三十二节，法利赛人听见众人为耶稣这样纷纷议论，祭司长和法利赛人就打发差役去捉拿他。于是耶稣说，我还有不多的时候和你们同在，以后就回到差我来的那里去。那个差我来的就是他的爸爸，他的父亲，就是天父的父神，就是创造宇宙的神。三十四节，你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们不能到。三十五节，犹太人就彼此对说，这人要往哪里去叫我们找不着呢？难道他要往擅住希腊中的犹太人那里去教训希腊人吗？他说，你们要找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们不能到。这话是什么意思呢？三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要说圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。我们人都很饥渴，我们可以到主这里来，他给我们的水，那个这个水呢，就能够从我们腹中的流出这个活水的江河来。这个就是圣灵，神要给我们圣灵，我们信耶稣以后会接受圣灵。四十节，众人听见这话，有的说，那这真是那先知；有的说，这是基督。也有的说，基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？经上岂不是说，基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？这些人呢，不知道耶稣就是诞生在伯利恒的，他是住在加利利的拿撒勒长大，但是呢，他在伯利恒出生的，这些人不知道。于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人下手。Okay, that's verse 44.
Now we find there was unbelief of the Jewish leaders. Verse 45. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priest and the Pharisees, who asked him, "Why didn't you bring him in? No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards replied. "You mean he has deceived you also?" the Pharisees retorted. "Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? No. But this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee." So even after all the miracles that the people have seen and heard, we find that there were still those who had unbelief. And even some of those who had unbelief later came to know the Lord. But there were many at this point who believed in Jesus as the Son of God. And the miracles that Christ performed, manifesting God's power, were indeed mighty, great healings. So they were really a consideration of great seriousness. Okay, you may read from 45 to the end.
约翰福音第七章四十五节，他亦回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说：“你们为什么没有带他来呢？”差役回答说：“从来没有像他这样说话的。”法利赛人说：“你们也受了迷惑吗？官长或是法利赛人，岂有信他的呢？”但这些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅的。内中有尼格迪姆，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说：“不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？”他们回答说：“你也是出于加利利吗？你且去查考，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。”这个加利利呢，耶稣住在加利利，但是呢，他是从伯利恒出生的，他们不知道这个事。那么很多人呢，相信耶稣，因为耶稣所行的神，耶稣是神的儿子，从天上来，他是神，来拯救我们。OK, Diane.
Thank you. Now we're going to give all the listeners an opportunity to receive God's best gift. In John 3:16, it says, "For God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God wants us to receive his best gift, his Son, as our Savior. But he gives us a choice. He gives mankind a free will to choose. In John 1, verse 2, it says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again." Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10:10, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." Step from darkness into light today and say this prayer with me to receive the Lord if you'd like. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Say this prayer with me. If you're someone who's already received the Lord and want to say it out loud, that might help those around you feel more comfortable. Dear Father, I know that I am separated from you and that I have sinned. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins, and I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. And I now ask you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life. And help me, Lord, to walk a life following the example that Jesus gave in the scripture. Help me to grow into a mature Christian and be an example to those around me. And help me, Lord, to have strength and be encouraged and to receive the gifts that you have for us of joy, peace, long-suffering, and understanding. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Young, you can give the salvation message.
耶稣基督是神的儿子，他来到世上来拯救我们。他来到世上，知道我们人类不能拯救我们自己，我们人类都是活在罪的里面，我们是罪的奴仆，我们人都带着罪啊生在世上。耶稣基督来是要为我们付出这个罪的代价，让我们的罪可以得到赦免。这个罪需要付代价的，罪需要死的，罪的公价就是死，我们每一个人都应该死的。但是我们死了以后永远跟神分开，神爱我们，他不要我们永远跟他分开，他不要我们永远下到地狱里面去，他就把他自己的儿子赐给我们做我们的赎罪祭，就是为我们死，为我们付这个罪的代价，付这个罪的公价，就是死，为我们死在十字架上，担当我们刑罚。他的死让我们可以得到永生，他死了以后啊，就到地狱里面三天三夜，为我们经历地狱里面的痛苦，第三天他又复活了，神从地狱里面把他救出。今天他升天了，坐在神的右边，他在为我们祷告，他有一天他会再来接我们到他那里去。我们只要活里承认他是主，心里相信神让他从神里复活，我们就必得救。因为我们心里相信神让他从死里复活，我们就得义，得以称义。我们口里承认他是主，我们就得救。心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。只要我们承认我们的罪，只要我们跟神说：“神啊，我有得罪了你，我是一个罪人，求你赦免我。”啊，我愿意接受耶稣基督做我个人的救主，我愿意接受耶稣基督的救恩。他从今天起是我的主人，来住在我的心里。他的宝血洗净我一切的罪，我悔改认罪，求主赦免我一切的罪，求主耶稣的宝血洗净我一切的不义，求主耶稣来住在我们的心里，这样我们就得救了，这样我们的名字就写在生命册上。信耶稣非常的简单啊，接受神的拯救救恩是非常的简单，只要承认我们的罪，相信耶稣基督为我们罪死，我们的罪得到赦免。那么从今以后我们不再犯罪，我们要有神的生命在我们的里面，让这个生命能够活出来，这个生命就是神的生命，让我们可以活出圣洁公义爱的生活。那么这个旧的人，我们跟耶稣同钉十字架，已经死了，我们对罪是死的，对神是活的。这样的话我们就成为神的儿子，这样的话我们就可以完全脱离罪的捆绑，不再做罪的奴仆，而是乃是做神的儿女。他给我们这样的能力，因为他的生命在我们里面能够活出来，这就是救恩。我们世上所有的人都需要救恩，从一个罪人变成一个圣洁干净神的儿子，这个是神的拯救，非常的简单啊。在约翰福音啊，约翰说耶稣基督神的羔羊啊，为我们啊来啊为我们赎罪。亲爱的朋友，今天你如果还没接受耶稣基督，这个时候就是你接受耶稣基督的时候，这个时候是拯救的时候。 这个时候是救恩的时候啊，请你打开你的心来接受他，做你个人的救主。今天开始成为一个新造的人，成为一个新的人，旧事已过，凡事都变成新的啊！非常感谢神。如果你要接受主的话，求你，请你啊，跟我做以下的祷告。我们在天上的父，我感谢你，你爱我啊，把你的儿子耶稣基督啊赐给我们，叫我们相信他的不知灭亡，还得永生。那么现在我要接受耶稣基督做我个人的救主，我要求主你赦免我的罪啊，借耶稣基督的宝血洗净我一切的不义。我现在要接受他到我心里来做我的救主。从今开始，我要为主而活。从今天开始，我要有新的生命。求主你住在我的心里，谢谢你赦免我的罪，让耶稣基督来做我的救主。我这样的感谢祷告都是靠耶稣基督的名， Amen。 谢谢主，
Amen。
我做这样的祷告呀，感谢主， Amen。
Amen。 Praise Amen. The Lord, Hallelujah. The angels in heaven sing、
yeah.
when new people come to know the Lord and join God's family. I'm going to sing a praise song, and hopefully you'll learn this. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. I'll sing it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul.Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to have our producer join us in a minute, but I wanted to say a word to Young. Thank you so much tonight. That was wonderful. And you sound like you have a cold.So I'm going to ask that we pray for you. And, of course, you're always welcome to stay on. But if you do have to go, after talking with Maria a bit, if you do have to go, you could. But we'd love to have you stay. Maria wants to share something with us tonight. So let's bring on Maria. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Diane? And how are you, Pastor Young?God bless
very,
both of you.
Very good,、
so、
thank
wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. My request、uh-huh. is you already have done a great job. Only I would like to share is on the book of Samuel to give to all women. If possible, give to a woman to read first Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.Please.
First Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Oh, this one is Hannah's prayer. Oh, that、
Please.
Is very good. I'd given the Lord's prayer. Now let's hear Hannah's prayer. Perhaps we'll have time in the future to talk a little bit more about who Hannah was, but I think her prayer will tell us a lot. It's found in 1 Samuel 2nd chapter.The first verse, it says, How I rejoice in the Lord, how He has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, for the Lord has solved my problem. How I rejoice. No one is as holy as the Lord. There is no other God, nor any rock like our God. Quit acting so proud and arrogant. The Lord knows what you have done, and He will judge your deeds.Those who were mighty are mighty no more. Those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well are now starving. Those who were starving are fed. The barren woman now has 7 children. She with many children has no more. The Lord kills, the Lord gives life. Another way we say that is the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Some he causes to be poor and others to be rich. He cuts one down and lifts up another. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from a pile of ashes, and treats them as princes sitting in the seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked shall be silenced in darkness. We've been talking about stepping from darkness into light. No one shall succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord shall be broken. He thunders against them from the heaven. He judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king and gives great glory to his anointed one. Oh, Maria, that's a special scripture tonight, isn't it?
Yes, a woman. Because we are women. And we are women, and we are we found the empty tomb. That's why we want to tell the world that Jesus is alive. Jesus is Lord. Our God is a living God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor Young. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Hello. Okay.
You're there?
Yes.
Did you
have a cold tonight, Young?
You know, this air conditioning, sometimes, you know, really, I was in church today, and the church was very cold.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
The air conditioning is sometimes really cold.
Well, I think this is a good time to pray for you and to pray for our listening audience. And Maria, we want you to have good health and strength. And do you have any other prayer requests?
That's all I'm praying for America and Thailand and all over the world to have peace and harmony.
And I'm going to ask Young to pray first. And if you want to say a couple words in English and Chinese, I think it would be good.
Yeah.
Then I'll
Becky
pray.
Young, would you please pray? He's a wonderful prayer, Chinese and English.
Okay, I'll pray a few words in English, then I'll pray in Chinese.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Father God, we just thank you this evening in this broadcast. We just thank you for Diane and her ministry. We believe, God, this radio gospel broadcast will reach out the world and will reach out to the people that need salvation. I believe in heavens that we will see many souls are saved through this ministry. And we just thank you, Lord, that this ministry shall be established and shall expand. Father, I just ask you to anoint Sister Diane every time when she was on the air. The Holy Spirit will speak through her and will move the souls of the lost to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ through the gospel. Father, we know the gospel is the power of God for salvation to those who believe. And this gospel is so powerful that will save the world, will save the society from corruptions, from immorality, from destruction. And we need the gospel today. This is a very urgent hour to preach the gospel. And we thank you for Sister Diane's Lenning's ministry. And heaven will open every time she speaks. Father, we thank you. And we just declare that every listener that listened to this gospel are healed as well. Physically healed. Everybody is the healer of the Lord. No matter how serious the disease is, how hopeless the situation is, people are healed while listening to this broadcast tonight. And I believe that people will send in the good report all over the world, hearing the healing of their body as well as their soul. 我们在天上的父，我们感谢你啊，为今天晚上这个广播啊，福音的广播，让每一个听到的人都得到拯救，得到医治啊，很多人会因为这个广播而得到医治，因为有福音进入他们的心里。我们谢谢你主，你祝福这个广播，祝福Sister Diane啊，当他每次在广播的时候，都有圣灵的做工，有圣灵的充满，有圣灵的能力，啊，让这个广播能够越来越大，能够拯救啊那失丧的灵魂。我们需要福音，这个社会的腐败、社会的败坏、全世界的败坏，都需要耶稣基督的拯救，通过福音。我们谢谢你，听我们的祷告，都是靠耶稣基督的名 ，Amen。
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray now.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just come to you as part of your family, sharing the gospel among our team of co-hosts. Lord, we pray that you will give each one of our team good health and strength and wisdom and understanding and to be directed by the Holy Spirit, and that the listeners will be drawn to you, Lord, by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, and that you would answer their prayers and may this spread throughout the world like wildfire, because we know, Lord, that you want everyone around the world to be a part of your family. We pray for healing touch for Young and for Maria, and that all of us will feel about 20 years younger. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Maria, do you have anything else you'd like to say or prayer or pray or request or comments? Or that was really a wonderful scripture you had me read tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I think, Maria, it would be good if you would pray for the women around the world. Will you do that? In English or Thai, I don't care. Whatever language you're comfortable in. Just pray for the women.
They have to let Pastor Nancy pray.
Is she there?
Nancy?
Is she there?
Maybe she's still driving. She just left me. Yeah. But it's just that we already prayed for all the women around the world to receive already that you read there. The book of Samuel, the chapter 2, that all that you receive already because the power of prayer. That we already prayed for all the women in the world now. They already receive it. So whoever listened to this show tonight, everyone receives with the power of love, with the power of love, and to make sure that they come back to listen again next Wednesday and on Friday, right?
Yeah. Now, sometimes I don't have a show on the first week of the month, because if I'm out of town or whatever. So watch for our post on Facebook. And if I'm not in on that first week of the month, you can always listen to an archive lesson by going into blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. So you can always listen to any one of our shows any time of day or night if you have a computer. But if you have to listen through the telephone, I will post on Facebook to let you know. Now, we are at a different time now. We've changed to 9 o'clock at night, which is an hour later, which I think helps people around the world who get up early in the morning, and it might be 7 instead of 6 a.m.
So may I have a special prayer request now?
Sure.
Would you please pray for I need you to pray in English because all people around the world understand English. Would you please pray for former Thaksin Shinawat for me? Please pray for him. His name is Thaksin Shinawat. He was a former Prime Minister of Thailand. Please pray for him. He is my beloved. Please.
Yes, I will.
That's my request.
Okay. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the ability to speak with you directly through the power of Jesus as our go-between. And we pray, Lord, that you would give Thaksin wisdom with how to do things honorably in his situation, and that you would protect him and draw him to you, Lord, by your Spirit, that through his life experiences he would understand that the reality of living a part of God's family is what brings peace and harmony. We know he's found himself in a difficult situation, being exiled from Thailand, and we don't know all the story about that, but there are stories on one side and stories on the other, just like there were stories about Jesus saying he was the Messiah and he was not. Lord, help the truth to be revealed and healing among all the people to come from this. Help healing to come for Thaksin and all his friends, family, and country people in Thailand and around the world who know him. Lord, and we pray that wherever he is right now, Lord, that you would reach down and meet his heart and mind and commune with him, dear Lord, and draw him to you by your Spirit. Give him understanding of the direction he needs to go to be right and good, and to bring peace and harmony to all in the situation, and to bring resolution to an ongoing difficult situation. Lord, for your glory, may we see glory to God come from this, and a word come that God has intervened and answered our prayers. And we pray also for all the women of the world, those who are oppressed, and perhaps not living a life of freedom like God would like us to live as a Christian. We pray that you would reveal the reality of God through the families around the women, and that you would bring peace and harmony to the lives of all people around the world, and use Christians, Lord, as your instrument, as your arms to show God's love, and to explain how God and Jesus can bring us joy, peace, and understanding. And we thank you for it, and we believe it will happen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord a minute. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah is a universal word that people of all nationalities and languages say. Hallelujah. And learn to say praise the Lord in English. Praise the Lord. We're worshiping the Lord with our words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the answer to our prayer. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we have about a minute here in which we can talk, whoever wants to hear. And then I'm going to close tonight praying, singing with a tape. I'm not singing. A man is singing Endless Hallelujah. I try to have a little music every time. So if there's something you like to say, now's a good time.
So you'll lose your me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so deep, Diane. Nancy and I have a great time today. Thank you to God. It's really, thanks a lot for praying for Tasim. Pray for everyone. Thanks a lot.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. Pray to Jesus. Oh, Pastor Young, you feel better now?
Let me say a few words. Yeah, let me say a few words in Chinese to encourage them to come back to listen.
Sure.
亲爱的听众, 欢迎你们下个月再回来听, 我们每个月的第四个礼拜三, 是用中文, 用中文, 读经, 希望你, 能够常常, 来听, 每个礼拜三都有, 都有英文的, 我相信这也是一个好的机会, 你们可以, 听英文, 但愿神祝福你们, 跟你们同在, 有什么事情, 我们只要呼求主的名, 我们就必得救, 神是听我们祷告的神, 他是信实的神, 我们只要跟他呼求, 他绝对会帮助我们的, 这样好, 再见。
Thank you. Now, on Sunday nights, I'm doing a praise and worship and song and music at 9 o'clock, and there's no lesson, but once in a while I read scriptures from the Psalms about how to praise and worship the Lord, and this is one of the songs we've been playing. And as I say, hallelujah is a word that everybody uses in every language to praise the Lord. And listen to this young man as he sings endless hallelujah and just worship the Lord along. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants us to worship Him. He says so in the Psalms.
When I stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own, what a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be.
Now here's the chorus.
And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing.
Lift your hands and worship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord.
I will see you as you are, love you with unseen heart, and see how much you paid to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know, not till then how much I owe. Everything I am before your throne.
Praise the Lord.
And we will worship, worship forever in your presence. We will sing, we will worship, worship you.
A little taste of our Sunday night praise and worship, and we will be here again with you on Friday night, reaching out to you live to the continent of Africa and around the world. We're so glad you've been here with us tonight, and we pray that you will be with us each time to hear more about the scripture. So good night, everyone. Good night, Young. Good night, Maria.
Good night.
Thanks for being with us.
Good night, Diane. Good night, Mr. Yeah. Chow. Good night,
bless
everyone. And God
we love you.
All.
God bless
you.
You.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Until next time, God loves you and we love you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With you.